Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I think there's familiarity there. You know, we know what to expect from their game. I think they know what to expect from ours. You know, they're an aggressive, in-your-face, quick team. You know, we played a team like that in L.A., I would say. So, you know, there's a little bit of that familiarity there. Obviously, they're, you know, they're the champs. It's their third final in 3 years. They're a great team. You know, you can't say enough good things. So, as I said, they have our complete focus. It's going to be a great challenge, and we're excited about it.
Connor McDavid. The Oilers are the home team this year. Game one is tonight. I did see a stat how the last several teams, I'm not sure it's all teams all time, maybe, the last several teams to lose the first two games of the playoffs won the Stanley Cup. Going back to the 92 Penguins. 92 Penguins lost games one and two to Washington that year, but then won the series in seven and blitzed their way to the finals and won. Sweeping Boston and Chicago in the last two rounds.
Well, Edmonton hasn't swept anyone, but they have kind of blitzed. I mean, they you know,
5-5,
right
after LA. So they won LA, beat LA in six.
Yes.
So they're 12-2 in their last 14.
Yeah,
pretty good. I hated the 93 Canadiens. I mean, that's part of why I would have not believed you if somehow you knew that they would not win a Stanley Cup for 30-plus years. I hated them. It just felt unfair, Montreal. And they beat the Sabres with McGillney hurt and LaFontaine hurt, all games by one goal.
Right.
Ugh. The team was so lucky. LeClaire, young LeClaire, Desjardins. Can you hear Bob Cole on the Desjardins goals to tie and beat LA in the finals, game one maybe? Maybe game two. They lost game one, I think, of the final. And, you know, if you take me back a quarter century, I'm killer on hockey. Damn. No, I hated them. Jacques Demers, Patrick Waugh, ugh. Not a fan. Well, your favorite teams are Buffalo and Toronto. You're not going to like Montreal.
Right. Right. that does track.
I've stopped hating them. I've stopped hating everybody. Now I sort of feel like that's a very special franchise and, you know, unique in sports history even, and I kind of look up to it.
They, who knows? This stuff doesn't have to just continue trending up. But they, to me, look like they're ready to be, I would expect them to be a playoff team again next year.
Time to start hating them again?
Montreal. Yeah, I mean, the defenseman who's going to be the rookie of the year is incredible. And I think he's going to – I shouldn't say that with such authority, but I
Hudson?
Yeah, it would kind of blow my mind, unless I'm forgetting someone who's had an unbelievable year, but I feel like that's the guy. And Demidov, the Russian kid who came late, is super super tasty. And, you know, the guys that are sort of the kingpins of the team aren't that old yet, really. Suzuki and Caulfield are in their primes. They got a nice group there.
Do we have a nice group here?
There's talent here. There is talent here. Do I have a nice guy? I don't know.
I think the Sabres have two real stars in Dahlin and Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a bunch, like it's just so many, but several good players, I would say, after that.
Mm-hmm.
Tuck, Paterka, you know, they've got power.
Yep.
They've got several good players after that. Goaltending's hit and miss. That hasn't changed really in many years. It's always been hard to predict. That's often what happens in goaltending. And then, I don't know, like they've got a few other guys who are okay.
I wonder,
not bad.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen there. There's a lot of noise around Paterka. And I mean, not just here. It's like he's on everybody's trade board.
Yeah.
Something tells me that maybe the Sabres are circulating
behind that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's because they might have an inkling that he's not inclined to want to join the core, or maybe they don't want him to join. I kind of doubt it. I think they'd be a little nuts. He's. Owen and I were talking at home the other day about him and the start of his career and the start of William Nylander's career and what Nylander was points-wise and really all-around player-wise. And he still is kind of like, there's questions about, you know, how dialed in he is on defense, and he like just has these lapses where it just seems like he's paying attention, something like defensively just gets lost. Paterka and Nylander are very comparable at contract time. Now, Nylander held out into like November before he got his contract. Maybe it was even longer than that. Was it into December? Anyway, he held out. He missed games. And Paterka, he looks like points. I haven't analyzed all the big data, like all the micro stuff, but the hockey card stats. He looks like William Nylander at this stage of his career. And that doesn't mean he'll turn into William Nylander at the end, but he's a very good hockey player for them, productive. And if he doesn't want to be here, can you make a good trade? You're going to have to nail that, because that's a guy that you should be counting on for 60 points as the floor moving forward, I think. And if you got to trade him, you better find your way to replacing that. You need to add as it is. So I'm really worried about that. And you know who else I'm worried about? Is how Tuck sounded at the end.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He didn't see, what it was more what he didn't say. Like, what he said was, I haven't really sat down and talked with my wife about it yet. And I just find that really hard to grasp.
I can't believe it.
That he's, you know, he's not up yet. He's up, but he's up for an extension July 1. And they're cleaning out their lockers in the middle of April. And he's telling you know, grew up, you know, Syracuse area, grew up loving the Sabres and Max Afinica, whatever, right? He's Alex Tuck. He's like the face of the whole production here. Guys that want to be here. And
maybe he doesn't.
The best I got from him was, I haven't really sat down and talked to my wife about it yet.
You can't believe that.
That feels to me like a really bad sign. I don't know. I tried that on Paul one day, and he just sort of, you know, like Paul sometimes does. It just didn't really take hold. But I don't know if I'm the only one, but I'm concerned about that. That a guy that is the face of your entire thing here to an extent.
He is, in a way.
I would expect him to say, yeah, I can't wait to see what that looks like. I'm excited for the future. I'm dreaming of taking this team to whatever, anything. Anything besides, I have not sat down and talked about the next step at the most important juncture of my professional life yet.
I mean, when you're out of it months beforehand, you can probably have fit in that conversation.
I don't know. I mean, if you want to be convince me that he's a live in the moment guy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, okay. You know, there's a lot to be said for that. But I just, that worried me. That really worried me. Because he certainly is someone who they should get a lot of attention for if they try to move him. But again, I don't know how well you're going to do. Are you gonna pull off a trade where that improves your team? I might have a hard time with that.
This has been fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know if
it's my fault.
I just don't know. I just haven't heard a lot of people chatting about that. Unless I missed some other large commentary that he delivered at Locker Cleanout, which I don't think I did. I got real questions about where that's going.
Okay. Should probably mention the name Josh Norris too.
Yeah. I had to, you know, I had the lines on a sheet of paper that was on one of the bulletin boards in here, and for the first time, there are things that are hanging on the walls here that have been in here since we moved in.
Yes.
Right. And something happened to that sheet of paper, and it was outdated anyway. Cousins was on it, so I needed a new one. So I yesterday grabbed a clean sheet of scrap paper, and I'm like, oh yeah, Norris. I should probably make him the number one center. He's making $8 million or something. He's going to be their number one center.
And we have no feel for him at all.
No.
Really?
No.
Just from watching Ottawa.
Right. I mean, I think he's an excellent player. I think if all things, well, health being equal, the Sabres got the better player in the deal, and I don't even think it's really that close. He's a very good 200-foot player and produces. He's great. He just can't stay on the ice.
Have you been to a finals game?
Never.
I've been to one.
I did not go at all in 99 as I was getting married. So missed all that. I didn't go. Jeez. I think the only playoff game I even went to in that 98-99 run, because they went to the conference final in 98, I was at the Mother's Day game where Barnaby got the hat trick. Right. And that was awesome.
That would have been great.
That was awesome.
Andy Moog.
I was there. Even though we didn't have the games, I did like a radio pregame show and a radio postgame show. And they threw me in the RV. And Tony Caligiuri and I sat in the RV on Perry Street and did. And the postgame, we were like, they made us move. Pregame, we were right outside the arena on Perry Street. It was pretty cool. We're getting ready to start postgame. Like, cops are like, you got to move this. You got to move the traffic.
Who was driving it?
Tony. We ended up down Perry Street in the housing project doing the postgame show. I'm like, wow, this is a new experience. But anyway, I was at that game. I didn't go as a fan, but I was in the building for that. That's my most – well, no.
Carolina game 4.
You know that Howard Simon and I never knew this. I heard Jeremy talking about this yesterday morning. He was talking about, you know, like how much the finals tickets cost in Edmonton. They were relatively inexpensive for Stanley Cup finals tickets. And just talking about why that might be. And like if you're a season ticket holder, it's like what I would do back then. Remember, kids, when Sabres were in the playoffs, I would, you know, keep one, sell one, that kind of thing. And he sold game four to Howard. So, and Howard has always been sort of mad about being at game four, just like me.
I sold game four to you.
I bought game four from you. Yes. Jeremy sold game four to Howard, and we both have this, you know, miserable memory of sitting there at that game.
4-0 Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Game four in 06. Mm-hmm. I've been to one finals game on your wedding day, and it's a little bit like the NBA for me. I've been to one NBA game ever, and it was game three. Golden State, Cleveland with Durant at Cleveland. Incredible game. Cleveland, big comeback, takes the lead, then Durant steals the game, like scored the last 10 points or something. Incredible game. And I kind of said to myself, I'm never going to another one. I've been to one NBA game. That was it. I'll never top it. Not a great, you know, life message or anything. Never try anything again because it was already too good. That's fair. That is a non-derogatory. That's fair. But, you know, one NBA game, couldn't have been better. Atmosphere, everything about it was great. Never forget it, I think. And one finals game, Brett Hull.
That was really long.
Yeah. That was really long and gripping, but mostly terrible.
Yeah.
Including most of all the outcome. It was, oh, it's so late. Where they score and I'm a little bit relieved because it's just so late and I got to drive to Rochester at 2 a.m.
Right.
I'm ready to go.
Which you were going to have to do and then get on a plane.
Yes. Right? If the Sabres had won, I would have – if the – what was it? The third intermission? Fourth intermission? Or fourth overtime period?
Third overtime.
If it had gone to a fourth, I would have had to leave to go home and pack.
In case you
because my flight was early and yeah. I was going to Dallas if they had won the Sunday morning or the was it a
yeah it was Sunday morning
yeah it
was my, Saturday my night. Wedding was on a Saturday
yeah but that didn't happen. I'm not sure why I'm laughing. That didn't happen. We lost. That was it.
Boy, we packed a lot of good, we packed a lot of good times in these 15 minutes.
This hour, the charts continue to spike. People are really taken by this. This conversation. Love to see it. Paul coming up at 6. I'm sure that'll spike some more. We'll just keep it rolling with Paul at the top of the hour. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.